What is going on, man? It's your boy Crimson. Let's see if I could make this video without throwing up again. Sant77, man, this guy's an up and comer. And he fought, dude, I swear to God, every goddamn video he comes out with just fucks with my head. Listen to this shit.
Well, I was speaking about women and what they say about their body, their choice. See, if a woman get pregnant, she can decide whether she have the baby or not. You know, young man, you don't have no choice in that. You know, but if she decide to have the baby, you don't have no choice in that either. You don't have a choice whether she gonna have an abortion or whether she keep the kid. If she kill the kid, which is called abortion, that's not murder. That's considered a contraceptive. Murdering the kid. I call it murder. That's what I call it. I don't give a fuck what kind of word you make up to try to make your conscience feel better. It's fucking murder. Because guess what? If your ass pregnant or expecting and I push your ass down a flight of motherfucking stairs, they're going to charge me. If your ass die, they're going to charge me with 2 counts of first degree fucking murder, number one. And two, but guess what? If your ass survive and lose the baby, they're going to charge me with killing a baby, a fetus. You killed a fetus. That's murder. But when it comes to abortion, they want to say, science want to say, well, the fetus is not a baby. Which one is it, fuckers?
Hey, he's not fucking wrong, bro. Remember when they found life on Mars? Half of you guys don't fucking give a shit about this. But when they found life on Mars, they found 2 fucking cells embedded into fucking ice water. Ice water. And fucking embedded in ice. 2 fucking cells that barely survived the climate on Mars, and they called that life on Mars. What the fuck are we doing, bro? What the fuck are we doing with our fucking country? Why are we allowing this shit to happen? I'm just as pissed off as this guy is, because it's like, you fuck with our education. We spent this entire lifetime going to school. Dude, there's layers to this. It just doesn't stop there. I'm only bringing up one layer of a layer that you guys probably don't give a shit about, which is totally fine. Totally, totally, totally fine. But it's like, you made me memorize this stupid bullshit throughout fucking school. And then you went ahead, changed the definition, and then you went ahead and changed the terms. So everything that I just learned is fucking forfeit. It's done. It's gone. It means nothing. Everything that I just learned in fucking college and learned in fucking school is already outdated. Because it's supposed to fit your fucking narrative. Why? What did I fucking do? I tried so hard to get straight A's so that you motherfuckers would give me a degree or give me some kind of fucking graduation, you know, so that I could fucking leave school and be able to present this fucking piece of paper, this accolade, to these employers and be able to say, hey man, I made it. I fucking did it, bro. I did the bare minimum. Can you give me a job? And now you cocksuckers, well, you know, not you guys in the audience, but the fucking cocksuckers are now trying to tell me that what I learned was out fucking dated. And if I don't go and get a fucking, you know, an associate's degree, if I don't get a bachelor's degree, if I don't get a master's degree, if I don't get a doctor's degree, if I don't get a fucking master's, doctor's, you know, lieutenant, colonel, sergeant, major corporal fucking degree, I'm nothing now. I gotta compete with motherfuckers trying to update my fucking, you know, it never ends. It never fucking ends, bro. He's not fucking wrong on that. Why do we let this shit happen? If we're supposed to be men, if we're supposed to lead, if we're supposed to do all this shit, then why the fuck are we allowing... Why are we allowing this to get so out of hand, man? This is bullshit. A woman doesn't face murder for abortions. But he's right. He's 100%... Fuck it. You know what? Let's hear it again.
If your ass is daddy gonna charge me with two counts of first degree fucking murder, number one, and two. But guess what? If your ass survive and lose the baby, they're gonna charge me with killing a baby, a fetus. You killed a fetus. That's murder. But when it comes to abortion, they want to say, science want to say, well, the fetus is not a baby. Which one is it, fuckers? Which one is it?
Bro, I just don't get it, bro. I'm lost. This is clearly an oxymoron in our fucking, in our system. And we as men do nothing about it. We as men do nothing to fucking stop this shit. We allow this insanity to fucking go on, and we vote for this shit. How about this? Everybody's a big fan of DeSantis. Everybody's a huge fan of Trump. Why don't we fucking step up and ask them, like, hey, bro, where do you stand when it comes to these particular things? How about men having a little more fucking... a little more say when it comes to abortions? You know, if we want to keep the baby, if we want to say, hey, girl, you can't, like, we don't, you know what I mean? Like, go, like, girls can't just fucking be able to go up so easily to an abortion clinic and be able to fucking delete the kid. That's such bullshit. Because I wanted my fucking kid. I realized what a gift it was. And I realized that the woman that I was going to have that kid with was spectacular. She might not be spectacular with me, but she was spectacular to those kids. Like I said, I talked so much shit on her. But when it came to her kids, she loved her fucking kids, dude. She was such a good mom. And I just wanted that. Okay, fine, treat me like shit. Okay, fine, kick me in the fucking groin. Okay, fine, talk shit about me to my fucking kid, but I know that you're going to take care of my fucking kid. You're going to do everything in your power to make sure that he makes it. And when she got that abortion, it gutted me, bro. I looked at life completely fucking different. I became more racist. I became more hateful. I became more angry. Bro, the gloves were off at that point. I started fucking just dropping the N-bombs everywhere. I started fucking calling, you know, fucking, you know, Mexicans, you know, mojados and shit like that. And then it was like, oh, okay, well, you call us fucking gringos and we're not allowed to fucking fire back? Fuck you. Oh, well, you're Hispanic. How can you fucking say that? And he's like, bitch, I was born here. First off, let's make that distinction very fucking clear. Hold on, I'm going to let you in on my mindset. This is going to bother a lot of you guys. This is going to upset a lot of you guys, and this is probably going to make you unsubscribe. But at the time, who knows? I still haven't even let some of that go, some of that anger go. It was like, bro, you're fucking coming to my country and you're taking my fucking job and you can't even speak the fucking language. I have to speak Spanish in order for you to succeed. Why is that? Every job I go to, I have to fucking speak Spanish. I remember when my mom used to tell me, if you speak Spanish, it's going to guarantee, you know, that you get a higher salary. No, it's a requisite now. It's a requirement. If you don't speak Spanish on this fucking job, you don't get hired. So when my mom was in college, she was being told, you should learn how to speak Spanish and Chinese so that you can get so that you can get more pay. And now it went from that to you need to learn Spanish and Chinese. Those are just the requirements to fucking have this job. What? And by the way, this is in California. Like, what the fuck? Why do I need to speak two languages? I fucking spent 12 goddamn years learning fucking English and being pressured by my grandparents to speak eloquently. I fucking fought tooth and nail in English class because it was so hard for me. It still is, dude. It's a foreign language to me. I can't fucking figure it out. It's so fucking hard. The spelling makes no sense. There's three different types of knights. There's fucking... knife isn't even spelled the way that... N-I-F-K. Or N-I-K-E. Right? Nope. It's not the... nope. It's got a K in there. Why the fuck does it have a K? What about knight? Well, which knight are you talking about? I'm talking about, you know, when the sun falls. Oh, that's spelled N-I-G-H-T. Why the fuck is it spelled N-I-G-H-T? You know, it's Gaelic. It's got fucking French. It's got, you know, whatever all these other you know. Okay, well, what about like a knight, like a person who's honorable and oh, like N-I, or what is it, K-N-I, you know, T-I-T-E or something? Sorry, my spelling, I can't do it in my head. I'm failing hard. But it's so hard for me, and I had to spend 12 fucking years repeating some of these fucking classes because I was just so horrible at it. Dude, what was it? What one class that I had to repeat three fucking times was, English, it was basically, how to be creative with English. I forget what it's called. It wasn't English comprehension. It was, creative writing class. I had to take that three fucking times, dude. First off, creative writing class is literally an option. Why the fuck should I have had to take that three fucking times? That makes no goddamn sense to me. And every time I look at my fucking records, that is like the most embarrassing fucking thing. You had to take... English, you know, creative English writing class over and over again. Yeah, I did. It was fucking embarrassing having to show up and dude, there's fucking freshmen in the class. And I'm the junior or the senior in the classroom. And they're like, why the fuck are you in here? And I'm like, dude, I have no fucking idea. I just want to get out of this classroom. And as eloquent as I am, right? As creative as I am, I just couldn't fucking figure out what it was that the teacher needed me to write down in order for me to pass the class so I could not repeat that fucking classroom. Your boy was a fucking idiot. I couldn't figure it out. So for 12 fucking years, I spent learning English. And now I'm being told, oh, by the way, you better learn some basic form of Spanish. We never taught it to you. We never taught it to you, but we're expecting you to know it because you're Hispanic. What the fuck does that mean? That's kind of racist, don't you think? No. I mean, it's been statistically proven that a lot of... Hispanics learn Spanish because they're from some sort of, you know, Spanish-speaking household. You know what, man? My grandmother died at age 12, and I kind of gave up on Spanish, so... So what then? Well, I mean, can't really hire you if you don't speak Spanish. Dude, my boss, I can't fucking stand my boss, dude. He forced me. Like, on many occasions, he was like, why don't you speak Spanish, Jack? And I looked at him and I'm like, because I'm an American, David. Like, why the fuck are you trying to make me so hard to speak this language that I so fucking, I despise it. I don't despise it that it's from, you know, Spanish. I despise it that I have to fucking learn something else. Can't you just fucking give me the grace and the common fucking respect and courtesy to just let me speak the language that I spent 12 years to fucking learn in your schools that you made me fucking go to? This isn't a white thing. This is a public school. The government fucking forced me to go to fucking school. I hated it. I hated having to fucking wake up every goddamn day learning this shit because guess what? I knew that fucking years later it wasn't going to apply. Something in my fucking bones was just telling me. Something in my fucking stomach was just like, hey man, this shit's going to be outdated in like a couple months. And so I spent fucking day after fucking day after fucking day learning everything that they were fucking teaching me, only to be fucking middle fingered and fist fucked by society and being told, oh yeah, this shit doesn't apply anymore. So why the fuck did I spend 12 years of my fucking life learning this shit then? You should have just taught me math and English and science and told me to go fuck myself after that. Hey, go home and fucking watch Goosebumps. Hey, why don't you go home and fucking watch cartoons? No, I spent 8 fucking hours of my goddamn life learning this shit only to be fucking told like, oh yeah, that... Yeah, yeah, you know how cross-contamination works when you touch something and your fingers are infected? Yeah, that no longer applies when COVID hits. You can wear the same mask over and over and over again. Well, I mean, won't I be infected? No. You'll be fine. You gotta wear the mask, though. Forever and ever from now on. Well, wait a minute. Why? Like, hold on. When I went to school, I learned that germs die off. Like if your immune system fights it off, then it just becomes weaker and weaker over time. Because if there's a germ that's strong enough to kill someone, then that germ doesn't live on. So it has to be like a weaker version of itself. No. Like whatever you learned in high school, whatever you learned in biology, yeah, that no longer applies somehow. Well, then what the fuck? Like, why did you make me learn that then? Ah, you know what, man? I have no idea, but this is the new rules, and if you don't like it, you're just going to have to go fuck yourself. And we vote this shit in, dude. Like, we don't ask DeSantis, hey, man, where do you stand on fucking abortions? Where do you stand on men's rights? We don't do that. We back these cocksuckers up, and then out of nowhere, they fuck us over, you know, from left field, and we're like, whoa, wait, hey, what? Why are you allowing this shit? And then it's like, oh, well, I've always thought about this. I always thought that, you know, men should serve more fucking prison time for, you know, whatever the fuck. Well, what about women that do the same crime? Huh? What? Women, huh? You know, that's a really interesting point. We're just going to have to stop and think about that and have a discussion about it in Congress. Like, check this out. I bet none of you have ever stopped to think about this. because you guys got better shit to do with your life. But what about the people in the military? So Congress gave itself another $100,000 a year to do a shitty fucking job leading this country into the dog shit that we're in today. And what? People in the military are still getting paid $1,200 a fucking month? Yeah, no wonder they get cheated on. I honestly feel fucking bad for them. Like, I'm starting to realize, like, oh, joining the military is actually a fucking dumb idea. All this fucking time I was sitting here thinking, oh, you're serving your country. You're doing your country proud. Hoorah, hoorah, and all that bullshit, right? Nah, bro. You're actually fucking up. You're failing. If you join the military, you're a fucking idiot. And that's how fucking sad I feel. Because this whole time I thought that only the brave, only people that were really, I don't know, tactful? I don't know how to explain it, dude. Like, those motherfuckers had balls joining the military. And now I'm realizing, like, oh, fuck. They really had no other plan. They had really had no other idea other than just joining the fucking military because that was an option. That was a safe, guaranteed option. And they're making $1,200 a fucking month to sacrifice their lives. And dude, I hear stories from the Marine Corps that just fucking kill me, dude. It murders me. I hear people that are literally going to the Marine Corps. They're like, dude, I want to be the few and the proud. I want those dress blues. Dude, if you guys haven't seen that video of Ryan, oh, fucking hell, Vigilance Elite. There's this one young man who's all tatted up. He's from MARSOC. Alan something. Bro, his story when he was in the fucking Marine Corps, the way he became a MARSOC. Dude, that story. I can listen to that fucking story seven times a day and I would never get bored. And for those of you who are wondering, you know what the hell I'm talking about? Dude, that fucking young man had some balls. He's the youngest to reach E8 in the Marine Corps. In Marine Corps history. He's the youngest man to reach E8. And his stories are fucking sad. Where literally guys, like, men are dying for no fucking reason. They're like, yeah, here's a battle tactic. This fucking flank is going to get fucking mowed down by machine gun fire. And in his mind, he's like, well, what the fuck? Like, can we repurpose that section there so they don't get murdered? And they're like, no. No, you're going to have to go. Somebody's going to have to go out there. Somebody. That's just to distract the dude. I can't even. Oh, my God. I'm getting fucking worked up, dude. I'm getting pissed. I got a friend of mine, right, who's a sergeant or former sergeant in the Marine Corps, and he used to tell me that all the time, dude. They used to use Marines like fucking body bags. He told me a story where one guy committed suicide because one of his best friends died. Hold on, dude. The story gets bad. It gets fucking bad. So hang in there. I'm warning you now. The guy fucking blows his head off and survives. Barely. Somehow. Ish. He's brain dead. Ish. Half of his fucking face is missing. And then when my buddy finds out, he goes to go visit him in the hospital. And the guy's fucking face is gone. And then he calls him out, right? Corporal such and such, are you like, he says the name you know, repeat, basically, you know, reading off, you know, to his higher command, who's also in the room. Hold on, let me describe this a little better. My buddy, who was a sergeant, goes into the medic room to see his corporal, who's missing half of his fucking brain. And what winds up happening was, you know, a fucking major, or I don't know how to explain it. I don't know the Marine Corps ranking, but a fucking you know, a higher officer comes in, and he's like, "Hey man, what's going on here? Like, who shot themselves on your fucking, you know, under your ranks?" And he's like, "Corporal such and such." Well, Corporal such and such, his body, muscle memory, sits up and salutes and then goes back into the bed. And dude, when he told me that story, it sent a fucking chill down my goddamn spine that till this day, it does not fucking leave every time I tell that story. And I'm like, how the fuck did he do that? And he goes, it was just muscle memory, dude. Me and the E8 looked at, or the E9 looked at each other. I don't know the ranking. I don't know. But it was a higher up guy. Okay, let's just put it that way. The sergeant and this higher ranking guy just looked at each other like, holy fucking shit. We did not just see that. And then the fucking higher ranking guy had the balls to go up to him and he's like, "Are you faking it? Are you faking it, Marine? Are you fucking," like, just starts fucking with them. Yeah, that's for $1,200 a month, that type of shit is happening. You know, I hear cases about women getting raped, and then, you know, they get raped by higher-ranking officers, and then the higher-ranking officers get away with it. I hear all kinds of shit, dude. And I have, I don't know what to tell you, dude. It's just like, for $1,300 a month, that sounds like shit. That sounds like dog shit. But Congress is passing these laws where they're getting paid $150,000 more. Every goddamn, so $250,000 every fucking year, to pass more laws so that you don't have the ability to defend yourself, so that you don't have the ability to fire, you know, your firearm, so that you have to be locked in. It goes on and on and on. And everybody stands by Trump, but nobody fucking held him to the fucking candle. Nobody tells him, like, "Hey, Trump, you kind of fucked up COVID, dude." Nobody does that. Nobody tells him, like, hey, bro, you bombed some innocent people for no fucking reason because, you know, our general fucking fucked that one up. It's like, hey, dude, you Almani, I forget the guy's name, on Alaki something, like, you bombed, like, you killed his fucking daughter. And Obama just fucking killed Anwar al-Awlaki. That's what the guy's name was. It's like, hey, Trump, you killed the daughter. And Obama fucking killed the son and the father. Like, you just finished off an entire fucking family. The entire legacy of that man who just stood out and spoke out against his government is now dead because of you. Like, why did you do that? Why did you listen to these people, these warmongers? You knew that there was a swamp, and you fucking listened to them. Why? And now you have fucking DeSantis doing the same shit, playing the same fucking game. Like, why aren't we holding these cocksuckers to a higher standard? They fucked with our brains. They fucked with our definitions. Why aren't we telling them, like, hey, bro, why don't we go after these fucking people that are telling us, like, you know, if you kill a baby, if you kill this, if you kill that, like, you're you're done for. Like these women that want to go out and fucking have abortions, you know what? Fine. Go out and do that. But how about we fucking charge you for, you know, for fucking murder? Yeah, we don't do that, do we? We don't push that far. And I have no idea why, man. And then guys like this, right? By the way, if you haven't seen this guy's channel, here. Go visit him. Sant77. He's putting out fucking, dude, every day he's like putting out like five or, you know, seven fucking videos. The guy's about to lap me in terms of views. Or excuse me, in terms of subscribers. This guy fucking pumped out a video today that just, I mean, well, you just saw it. It just fucked with my head. Because, yeah, why is it that when we go to another planet, if there's two fucking cells, that's considered life on Earth. But the moment that we fucking call them a clump of cells out here in the United States, oh, it's just a clump of cells. It's not an actual human being. Unfucking real, dude. And we allow this shit to happen. We allow this shit to fucking go unpunished, unscathed. I don't know, dude. I'm going in circles now, and it's just, I think it's what he said that really pissed me off, because I really wanted my fucking kid, dude. I'm pretty sure I was gonna have a boy. And I'll never fucking know. Guard your heart.